Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 14, reading from verse 6 to verse 14. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelt in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, as we have read, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father except by him. That if they had known him, they would have known the Father also. Today's message is titled, Jesus the Father. Jesus the Father. It says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. That he is that Father. He told them when they said, teach us to pray. Say, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. That he that has seen him has seen that Father. That if we know whom he is, we will know the Father. Which Father? The everlasting Father. The undiable Father. We have natural parents that died. Now he said, this is spiritual one, the true Father. He is the Father of all, the Father of all our natural parents. He is that Father, that by him all things were created, that he created Adam, that if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. They didn't realize what he's saying, the disciples. And then Philip went on, as we read in verse 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father and it will be enough. That will be okay. We'll be okay if you show us the Father. Then Jesus replied him, Have I been so long time with you, Philip, and you don't know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How are you saying that I should show you the Father? That believe me, that the Father is in me. The words that you are hearing is not me speaking the Father that dwells in me. That if they had known that he is the Word of God that was made flesh, they will know his Father. That it is the Word of God that gave birth to the man Christ Jesus. That the Word of God was made flesh, the apostle says in 1 Timothy 3:16. That without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. That God himself, not another, God, the living God himself, was manifest in the flesh. He said, if you had known that I am that God, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God himself, then you would have known my Father. You would have known my Father. My Father I'm referring to is the Word, the Word of God. And so he said, from henceforth you have seen him and you know him. And so he's saying to us today, making us to know that he is that Father, who that everlasting Father, the prophet Isaiah spoke of this everlasting Father. Isaiah chapter 9, reading verses 6 and 7 of it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. He said, this child that is born, this son that is given, you know his name is Jesus. He said, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. That this son that is born, and this child that is born, and son that is given unto us, is the everlasting Father. What a mystery. He said he is that everlasting Father, that Adam is not everlasting, is Jesus. And that it is he that God wants us to turn to. Some people know, he said, the whole world, that his kingdom is ever growing, ever increasing. He has no boundary. He has nowhere that will be left out of this whole world. That all the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of the Lord and his Christ. That's why he says, of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end, the prophet says. He has no national boundaries. Who? The God of the Holy Bible. That is why he told the disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the everlasting Father. That this is the everlasting Father. That Jesus is the Father. That Father they are looking for. He says, if you have known me, you have known my Father also. That he is that everlasting that you are hearing of. Who? The Word. The Word of God. He said, they then told them, from henceforth you know him and you have seen him. That if we know this God of the Holy Scriptures, this living one, that the Word of God is living, then we would know him. He says, don't think I'm the one speaking, it's my Father speaking. If we know that every word in the Scriptures is the Word of God, then we will listen to him. That the Scriptures are not ordinary. That God himself is speaking, Moses said to them. He says, this is the voice, the very voice you heard on the mountain. The apostle says that we are able ministers of the New Testament, not of letters. We don't preach the scriptures as lettering. That's the difference in the New Testament. We preach him as living, that living one. That's why he says, the words I speak, they are spirit, they are life. That is the New Testament of Jesus Christ, that we now preach the word. We are the ministers of the Bible to minister this living, eternal, everlasting Father into the hearts of humans so that he will give new birth to them. And so he said to us that this one that is born indeed is the everlasting Father. The Father that does not die, has no beginning of days, no end of life. He abides forever. And so that is, if you know whom he is, if we know that he is the Word of God, if the world comes to discover the scripture is indeed the Word of God, they will not listen to what the Word of God is saying. That the Word of God is saying that I am that everlasting Father. He's talking. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Are you looking at him? Who? These scriptures is living. Now he says, anyone that comes to him must know that he's that living stone that is disallowed of men. That when they come to this stone, to this living word of God, that until this day, when Moses is read, when the scripture is read, he said there's a veil in the heart of humans, that they cannot look unto him. Then he says that if you know who I am, then you will know my Father. That the words you are hearing, told Philip, is not ordinary words, it's the words of God himself. And that's why the man of God wrote for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, hear what he says. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading from verse 16. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We were looking at him in the flesh. That's why Philip is saying, show us the Father. Now he says, God himself, the apostle says, was in the man Christ Jesus. What does that mean? The Word. The Word whom God is was in the man Christ Jesus. That is why he said to Philip, the very words you are hearing that is speaking to you is my Father, who the Spirit of the Scripture speaking, and that he is God, the Father. He is the only God. There's not another God. That if you have known me, you would have known the true God. That the true God was indeed in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the whole world to himself, not another. Because beside him, there is no other God, can never be. He is that living, eternal, everlasting Father. And so he said, this God was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself, that he came preaching the word to humanity. Preaching the word as dead, let us know, as living. He was preaching the Bible. Who? The man Christ Jesus. And saying to them that everywhere what you are reading from the Bible is my word. The eternal Holy Spirit was in the man Christ Jesus, saying to humans, take to my word. They are living and powerful. They do exactly as I say. Who? The Spirit said so. He said, if you had known who I am, you would have known my Father also. I am that Father that is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. And that when we come to the Word of God, he says, we have come to that God, he told Moses. When Moses said to him, who should I say sent me? He says, I am that God that spoke to Abraham. I am that God that spoke to Isaac. I am that God that spoke to Jacob. I am the Word of God. Go and tell them that thing I told Abraham, that after 400 years you will leave Egypt, I have come to fulfill it. That is me. That is how to come to me. There is no other way to come to this God except through his word. Where is that word in the Bible? It said, take and eat it. Drink the truth of the Bible, that truly This God was reconciling the whole world to himself. Now he has given us the very God, which is the word of reconciliation, that the Bible is that God of reconciliation, the very word, whom he is the Father, that he doesn't want us to perish. That's why he told the man Nicodemus in John chapter 3, listen to what this God said to Nicodemus. John chapter 3, he said to him in verse 3 to verse 6, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Yeah. That flesh and blood cannot be born again. That's what, not what I'm saying, Jesus said to Nicodemus. When Nicodemus said, Can I be born again? Can the flesh be born again? It said, That which was born by your natural parents is a different business. It has nothing to do with born again. Born again by God. He's a spirit. He says that except we are born by this spirit, by this Father, by this everlasting Father, we don't belong to him. That as we were born into the human family through our natural parents, he said we must be born by this true Father. This Jesus the Father. That he's a spirit. That God is a spirit. Therefore, spirit gives birth to spirit. That the world has messed up the whole thing. That flesh and blood cannot be born again. Not possible. That what he came to do is to show us that there is what God has to do. As the natural parents gave birth to us, that's how we came into existence. He's saying to us that this word of God came to reproduce himself, to have children. And that he is the vine, he said to his disciples, he said, you are the branches. He came to reproduce himself in us. That's what he's saying. As he is, so are his children. And so that's why he says that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That his son is truly the everlasting Father. The first parents we have, they are not everlasting. You know, your parents, they die. No one of them can endure. One day they go, no matter how long they live. But this one abided forever. He is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forevermore, the ancient of days. Who? The God of the Holy Bible. And now he's saying to us that we need to be born of him. And that when we are born of him, then we can enter him, he will enter us. He said that without this new birth, no man can enter into the kingdom of God. And so that's why he came. So that he will bring us to himself. Who? The Holy Scriptures. That the God of the Holy Scriptures truly was made flesh, was talking to us, talking to his disciples on earth as the man Christ Jesus. And now the apostle said he had committed to us this same gospel. And therefore we are ministers of the Bible. We preach the Bible so that he will produce his children by himself through the Spirit. And Jesus says that it's not the business of human beings, it's not by the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, it is of God. That as many as receive him, he gives them the right to become children of God, born again by the word. See what Apostle Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 1, if we read from verse 22 or 23 of 1 Peter chapter 1, then we read it to verse 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen.
Amen.
It says that the one Nicodemus was talking of is perishable. It is just flesh and blood. They pass away. Do we all die in the flesh and go to the dust? But is it being born again by the undecayable, undiable Jesus, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever? That it is this word that God says they should preach. Anyone that believes on him will be born of him. That we preach the Bible as Jesus, the Son of the living God. And this Son, he says, the everlasting Father. Why? He says he will bring many sons to glory. No one yet is a father except he has children. That is why he says, as he also came, he came that we see Jesus. That's what the apostle says. So that's why he says that this Jesus is the word, the Bible we are preaching unto you, so that he will give you breath, new birth by his spirit. That his spirit gives birth as well. But it is of faith. He said, when we repent and turn to this God, repentance towards God and faith in him, then we receive the gift of being born again. It's a gift. We are adopted into the family. And so he's saying to us that this Son of God is indeed the everlasting Father, the true Father, the Father we have been hearing of. He says is this word of God that is being preached to us in the Holy Bible, the apostle says. And so he's saying to us that if you had known me, you would have known my Father also, Jesus says, in the days of his flesh, when he was made a human. Say, Philip, I'm telling you concerning my Father. So if you know that I am the Word that was made flesh, then you will know who I'm talking of. That he is your Father, and my Father, your Father. I go to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. He is my God. I don't have another God. That the Bible is my God, Jesus says. He is that God I trust, the God that gave me a commandment, that had power to lay down my life, power to take it up. He is this Bible. Not another. Jesus, Moses told them, he said, you did not see any similitude. You only heard the voice. Can you still hear the voice today? Yes. From where? From the pages of the Bible. He said, if you can read these scriptures and listen to this scripture, Apostle Peter is saying, he said, you'll be born of him. That it is this Bible we are preaching. But St. Paul said, don't say who's going to bring him down from heaven or go to the grave and bring him up again. No, the word is near you. Even the Bible you carry. That if you believe in your heart that he is the Lord Jesus and confess him with your mouth, then the discussion will start. You'll be hearing him talk to you because they are living. He is living. He talks. When he says, he who has seen me has seen the Father, who says so? The scriptures. He said that if we look unto this perfect law of liberty and don't walk away from him, he said, we are not a forgetful hearer. We are hearing exactly what the Holy Spirit says. That look unto me and you, all the whole ends of the earth, and be ye saved. I am God. That if we hear what the Bible is saying, that there is someone talking in this Holy Bible, that he is the Spirit himself. Where is he dwelling? Jesus says, in me. That every words we read from the Bible, they are indeed the words of the Holy Spirit, speaking directly to us through his Son. Where is that Father? The Spirit of the Scriptures. Can we receive the Spirit? He said, yes, we can. Then when we receive the Spirit, then we'll be crying out, Abba, Father. We will know that we are born again unto God. That is, we don't know the true God. We don't know our Father. That's why he said we'll be crying, Abba, Father. Not to a dead imagination. Not to a dead tree. No, to these living scriptures. He is indeed our Father. You will know you are born of him. You will be speaking of him, he told the disciples. You become witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. I lie not. That these scriptures came to reproduce himself. And that he said that those whom he has reproduced, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Why? Because they are of the same stock. He is the vine, you are the branches, that I and the children whom God has given to me, they are for signs and wonders, Jesus says. And that he that sanctify and those who are sanctified are of one. He says, sanctify them by thy word, that the scripture is the truth. He is that true God, that true Father that is to come. He is that God of the whole world. He is that God that says, come. I will become your Father. You become my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Say, come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you, that if we abide in this word of God, this word of God abide in us. He says he will be our Father. And then we become his sons and daughters forever. Never to be removed. He said, he that gave you to him is greater than all. The Spirit. That when the Spirit of the Scriptures give us to the Scriptures, nothing can pluck you out of his hand. Because the Spirit is greater than all. And so when the world is looking for God, Jesus says, I am God. When the world is looking for God the Father, he says, I am God the Father. There's only one God. So the only way to come to that God is me, because I am that God. Any other way is the way of a liar. That all others are falsehood. That this true God was manifest in the flesh to put an end to idolatry. To put an end to manipulations of the devil. To put an end to error. That's why he says, if you continue in this Bible, you shall know the truth. The truth will make you free. Free from the men lying in wait to deceive. It's only the lion that can make the sound of a lion. It's only God that can make the sound of God. The man of God, John the Baptist, says that it is the one that has the word that is the bridegroom. That he that speaketh the word of God only is God. For no man can speak the word of God except God himself. And but he said, friend of God will rejoice when he hear the voice of God. When he hear the voice of the bridegroom. That he that has the bride is the bridegroom. And then Jesus says that I am that one that has the bridegroom. I am the bride. That's why I said the Spirit and the bride say, come. Who? The Spirit of the Scriptures and the Scriptures say, come. And Jesus said that the words we are hearing when we are reading the Bible is my Father talking. He said, come. Who is he wanting us to come to the Holy Bible? How? As the dead letter? No. As that everlasting Father. As that Father that speaketh to dead things, they come alive. That said, Lazarus, come forth. The days are coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the scripture. They that hear shall live in his sight. He says, so shall they ever be alive in his sight forever. That when the Spirit of the Scripture speaks to you, no man can take you out of his hand anymore. Amen. He said, you'll be hearing him, then the eyes of the blind will be open. The ear of the deaf will be open. He said, the tongue will become unstoppable. It will be loose. How? By the Spirit of the Scriptures. And now he says that if you try to stop them, you can stop them. Why? Because it is not them speaking, the Spirit of the Father speaking in them. He said, in that very hour, don't mind what to say. God will give you what to say. Because you have the testimony of this God in your tongue. Who? The God of the Bible. He is our Father. We don't have another Father. The scripture says so. Say what the man of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And then reading verse 6 of it. Yeah, the man of the word, the apostle Paul, said this by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. But unto us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. He said, there is only one God, the Father. This one God, the Father, showed up as the Son of God. So we have only one Lord Jesus Christ, one Master. That this Bible is that Master, Master Jesus. Now he said, where is his Father? He says, in him. Where is your Spirit? In you. You have only one Spirit. There is only one Spirit and one body. He says we have only one God the Father, who is a spirit, and one body, which is Jesus Christ, the express image of his person, that the Almighty Spirit express himself in the Holy Scriptures, that the Word of God spoke to humans. That's how we got the Bible. And now he said this Word is the master. He said don't have another master on earth. There's only one master. All of you are brethren. The Master Jesus, that God has given me the Holy Bible to be the head over all to the church. Now the apostle says, we have only one spirit that no man has ever seen. That one spirit gave us Jesus Christ. And this Jesus Christ says, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father. That God is in him. As we round up, see what he said in John chapter 16. See what the Jesus the Father said. So that we will put an end to quest looking for the Father. John chapter 16, reading from verse 23 to verse 28. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen. He says, I didn't say I will pray to the Father for you. You will pray to the Father in my name. Now you have not prayed to the Father. His name is Jesus. In that day, when you say Jesus, then you pray to the Father in his name. You will know that I am that Father. I'm speaking to you in Proverbs, in parables. He said, in that day, when you see the reality of me, then you will know that I am that Father. That Father I've been talking to you in Proverbs. You will not pray to me in my name. That's why I said, whatsoever you ask me, I will do it. Is there another one? The apostle said, no, there's only one. Who is that one? Jesus. That we used to look at him in the flesh, but now we don't see him that way. We see him in God. He said, he came from God into the world, from the Father. He returned to the Father. He said, in that day when I return to the Father, you pray to the Father in my name. That's what he's saying to us today. Like the rain that falls from the sky to the ground. Where did it come from? From the sky, from the cloud. He said, it will evaporate and goes back again. What went back? The same water, the same rain. That he that came down is he that went up. That the same God that was made flesh and dwelt among us is that same God of the Holy Bible. Now, how does he want us to see him in God, in the Father, through the scriptures? That it is this word that gave birth to the man Christ Jesus. He said, when I return to the Father, he will father you. Then you will pray to the Father in my name. You will not pray to idols again. You will not pray to your imaginations again. You will call on this house. And when you pray in faith, he said, I will answer you speedily, saith the eternal spirit that gave us his own house. And so that's why he says that this child that is born, this son that came to us is the everlasting Father. There's nothing like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit does not exist. We have only but one God the Father. There lies the whole truth of Jesus. He said he is the everlasting Father. Cannot be replaced, cannot be toppled, cannot be changed. He liveth forever, that every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Because the glory of the Father is upon him. Say, glorify thou me with the glory I had with thee before the world began. With the glory of the scriptures. The glory of the word of God is upon the word of God. And so he said to us that he is Jesus the Father. He told the disciples, anyone who believes, he says, shall be saved. Anyone who does not believe, there's not another Father, he says, is condemned. And so God does not want us to be condemned. That's why he came preaching to us. Preaching the Father to us, so that we will know the everlasting Father. That Jesus went about preaching the Father. That we have a Father. He said, when they want him to teach them to pray, he said, no. When the bridegroom is with the children of the bridegroom, they don't need to fast or to pray. When he's gone to where he was before, they will pray and fast in those days, he told them. Who are you to pray to? Him. But the Pharisees don't know that. The scribes don't know that. He said we should know that there is only one God. That one God is among us, the God of the Holy Bible. We should subscribe unto him. Let no man deceive you. There is not another God coming except this God. And if it is him that sent them, he said they will call people to him and say, come, come, come to this God, the God of the Holy Bible. People are called by their name appropriately, so that we don't go the way of error. We will not be calling Jesus and looking at a molten calf. No, that when we say Jesus, we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That anyone that look into this perfect law of liberty shall be free indeed. That he is that everlasting Father. May the world come to this understanding that Jesus is not errand man. He is that everlasting Father. That until we take to this truth, we are lost. We have lost from the home of God. That he is the only way to that God, because he is that God, the God of the Bible. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.